Missy.
85-year-old Clem Schultz is back in Fairdale with his dog, a white shepherd. He's meeting his former neighbor, Joe Wiegand. Joe has been traveling the country as a well-known Teddy Roosevelt repriser for the past few years, but still owned property in Fairdale. Clem wants to show Joe a video he took of the tornado from the upper level of his house.
Right about now is when I realized, uh-oh.
She was shaking. Your house is shaking apart right now, isn't it?
Yeah. At this point, I was laying under several feet of rubble, wondering why I was still alive.
The video cuts to silence. Clem swears he thought the storm would veer off, but minutes later, everything has changed, and an emergency responder finds him.
And he said, okay, now you're by this beam. I want you to sit down, put your feet down here on the floor, but don't look down. And I said, why don't look down? He says, because your wife is right under you, and she's dead.
Did you look down?
Of course.
Yeah.
I reached down and got her pulse.
Yeah.
No pulse.
Yeah.
We had propane leaking.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, you got to get out of here.
Clem says he doesn't plan to rebuild. Too many memories. He's looking at moving closer to his kids.
The reason that Clem wants this video to be out there is to save lives.
That's Luke Odell, a PhD student studying tornado science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He was in Fairdale on April 9th, chasing the tornado, when he first met Clem. Over the past few months, Clem has had to visit the VA hospital in Madison for back issues related to the tornado. Each time he has an appointment, he also touches base with Luke and his research into the storm.
You know, if you see an up-close and personal view of something that deadly, that's going to drive home the point of getting out of the way or to somewhere safe, you know, and ensuring that, you know, you keep your family safe. And so I think it can be used kind of both from the research perspective, but both maybe a kind of a public awareness perspective as well.
Researcher Luke Odell says seeing what happened in Fairdale firsthand changed how he views his research, saying he now fully understands the emotional toll. He's even working on a documentary showing both sides of a storm, from the chaser's perspective to the victim's. That includes Clem's video.
You can't learn everything about the weather from, you know, behind the desks.
Back in Fairdale, Joe Wiegand stands on a few crumbling steps and looks into the basement of an old church he renovated before it was destroyed. He sees new construction just across the road where Dave and Sherry Novotny shared a home.
Hey, what happened? But the neighborhood seems different in a way.
How are you?
How are you, Ben?
Good.
And the boys must be.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Novotny says he's seen good come out of tragedy.
We were standing probably right here and run the driveway one day, and two or three days afterwards, and all of a sudden, hundreds of people walked up. They got chainsaws, and they were ready to work. And it.
Really?
It still gets to me now. You know, it was an amazing experience.
His wife, Sherry, tells Joe the process to rebuild has been moving along pretty well.
What do you call it? When are we going to the house?
Well, that's what we do at the end of the day. It's like Christmas. You come out here and say, ooh, what's new today?
Okay,
you know?
Because you've got professionals working on it,
yes.
Contractor.
Yep.
After seeing the progress 6 months on, Joe Wiegand is optimistic.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I saw Clem, I was so relieved. Because I saw the same Clem. Resilient. You know, they made this generation out of leather and baling wire and duct tape. And it was good to see him. He looks good and sounds good, and he's still Clem. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Dooley.